Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up on all the news you should know about. Today, a local wildlife rehab is looking for new homes for hundreds of pigeons. They were rescued from a Wilkes-Barre home this week. And we get into arguments for and against facility fees in medical bills. It's Thursday, April 9th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start with our top story from Wilkes-Barre. Officials with a Monroe County-based animal rehab center are looking to rehome hundreds of pigeons rescued from a Wilkes-Barre home this week. WVIA's Roger Dupuy has the story.
Wilkes-Barre Animal Control was called to a double-block home on Jones Street in the city this week after a humane officer received a complaint about an odor at the property and went to investigate. City Health Director Henry Radulski explains.
Upon getting in there, she saw unsanitary conditions, lack of water, and a large number of pigeons. That's when she notified Pocono Wildlife Preserve. They're specialists in birds like that.
Janine Tancredi from Pocono Wildlife Rehabilitation and Education Center says volunteers with her group spent hours at the home on Tuesday. They found over 300 birds, mostly contained in what she called a fairly small bedroom with no food and no water.
And there were cats and inches of defecation on the floor to the point where we were worried we were going to fall through to the first floor. It was that much damage to the floorboards. It was actually soft to walk on.
Those birds were taken to Pocono Wildlife's facilities in Monroe County, where they are receiving medical treatment so they can be adopted.
We had to euthanize 12. Some of them had missing eyes, missing legs, broken legs, splayed legs. But that's not really a high number in the larger picture of how many were rescued. So there's 318 alive.
The Jones Street home has been declared unfit for human habitation, Radulski said. The resident's name has not been released, and the situation remains under investigation. Investigators still don't know how many cats were in the home. Roger Dupuy, WVIA News.
Thanks, Roger. Find more of that story at WVIA.org. Also at WVIA.org right now, we have details on what to expect from the upcoming construction season. State transportation officials say they have 67 new construction projects planned in Northeast Pennsylvania this year, worth a record $655 million. That's on top of 81 projects that will continue in 2026 in Dunmore-based PennDOT Region 4, which covers Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Susquehanna, Wayne, and Wyoming counties. Among the high-profile new projects will be work on pavement and bridges along Interstates 81 and 84 in Scranton and Dunmore, bridge replacement on I-81 over Foothills Drive in Butler Township, Luzerne County, and reconstruction of Exit 219 off I-81 in Gibson, Susquehanna County. Again, you can find more details on this at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
You know WVIA as your arts, news, and information station. It's time to add local sports to the list. Get ready for Sports Voices, a new feature where we partner with Fox 56 TV sports director Bob Ide to discuss the latest local sports news from around Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. We'll look ahead to the week's key games in high school sports, collegiate athletics, and more. Tune in to WVIA-FM at 7:51 and 9:51 a.m. every Friday morning.
Welcome back. So a couple of weeks ago, our colleagues in State College told us about facility fees. Several medical offices in the State College area are now charging facility fees. These fees often aren't communicated ahead of time and can cost hundreds of dollars. In this second story of a three-part series, WPSU's Sydney Roach has the arguments for and against facility fees.
A facility fee is a separate cost from a physician's charge. Facility fees are commonly charged to cover overhead costs at hospitals, but the fees are becoming more common at medical offices across the country. Allison Hoffman researches healthcare law and policy at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia.
As hospitals have started acquiring physicians' practices, then the facility fees and the physician's practices have followed.
Last year, Geisinger expanded its Grays Woods and Scenery Park facilities in State College. The locations became hospital outpatient clinics of the Geisinger Lewistown Hospital. That hospital is about 40 minutes away in Mifflin County. But hospital officials say these facility fees bring more specialists and the latest technologies to the communities Geisinger serves. Facility fees also help offset low Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement rates. That's a common argument for the fees, according to Hoffman.
They would argue that the doctor's bill, like the professional fee, isn't paying enough to pay for the cost of running that practice and for that building that the doctor's in. And so you need to have a facility fee component to help to pay for that.
That's exactly what Molly Smith with the American Hospital Association argued to PBS NewsHour in a story on facility fees last April.
For every dollar that a hospital spends on staff, on medical supplies, Medicare only reimburses them 82 cents. They have to make up that other 18 cents somewhere else.
More than a dozen hospitals in Pennsylvania could be at risk of closing over the next 5 years because of the gap between reimbursement rates and the cost of care. That's according to a January report released by the Hospital and Health System Association of Pennsylvania, or HAP. HAP, Geisinger, and the American Hospital Association all declined interviews with WPSU for this story. And Mount Nittany, which is also charging facility fees, did not respond to a request for an interview. But they all answered some questions or gave us written statements. In Smith's interview with PBS, she says hospitals need this money to stay financially stable.
I do think everyone needs to understand what it takes for hospitals and health systems to maintain access to care in their communities 24 hours a day. When you need your emergency department in the middle of the night, you need it to be open and available.
In Washington, D.C., Congress has introduced bills that would limit the ability of hospitals to charge facility fees. In a fact sheet posted online, the American Hospital Association says depending on which proposals are adopted, hospitals could lose anywhere from $3 billion to $180 billion over 10 years. Several people who reached out to WPSU with their personal stories about facility fees say they wish hospitals would at least be transparent about when and where they're charging these fees. Beth Phillips says she talked with Geisinger's billing department on the phone about her $205 facility fee.
Why was I not given a choice as to whether I wanted to do this or not? And she said, well, it's posted in the facility.
Geisinger has signage in its Scenery Park and Grays Woods locations saying they're affiliates of the Geisinger Lewistown Hospital. And there are pamphlets that explain patients could get separate hospital-based outpatient bills. Patients at Grays Woods and Scenery Park also have to sign an electronic form at check-in, which now includes a notice about potential facility fees. That notice says patients can request an estimate. Mira Menard signed that form at Grays Woods when she was there for a rheumatology appointment, assuming it was the normal HIPAA agreement.
I will admit that, like, because I've signed these forms a million times, you know, like, I just signed it. You know, I just signed it. Never not thinking that I was signing up for this facilities fee because I wouldn't have done it.
Other states have introduced restrictions on facility fees, including Ohio, Texas, Florida, and Connecticut. Hoffman, with the University of Pennsylvania, says other states have gone three different routes.
They've banned these fees. A few states have for certain kinds of care, like a primary care visit. Some have said if you're going to charge them, you have to tell people ahead of time. Some have said you can charge them, but you can only charge so much to the patient for their out-of-pocket costs.
There are no nationwide restrictions on facility fees, but but some states do have them. In Connecticut, providers cannot bill patients a facility fee higher than their insurer's negotiated rate. Hoffman says Pennsylvania lawmakers are considering regulating facility fees as more people are seeing these extra charges.
People are taking notice, and as they take notice, we're starting to see policymakers follow.
In the next part of our series on facility fees, we'll look into where those legislative efforts stand in Pennsylvania and how you can appeal a bill. In State College, I'm Sydney Roach.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. One more show this week, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.